தமசம ஜோதிர்கமயா, ஐ எம் பூர்ணா, த பிரின்சிபல் ஆஃப் தி அசோக் லேலன் ஸ்கூல். டுடே ஐ ஸ்டாண்ட் பிஃபோர் யூ டு சே அ ஃபியூ வேர்ட்ஸ் அபவுட் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி என்ஜியரிங் ரைட்டர்ஸ், ஆர் கே நாராயண், ஹூஸ் ரைட்டிங் ஹாஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் கேப்டிவேட்டட் த ஆடியன்ஸ் ஃபார் இட்ஸ் சிம்பிளிசிட்டி அண்ட் டிஸ்கிரிப்டிவ், விச் ஹெல்ப்ஸ் இன் கனெக்டிங் த ஈவெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஸ்டோரி வித் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ். த்ரூ த கேரக்டர்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஸ்டோரிஸ், R.K. Narayan highlights the social context, socially accepted practices and problems faced by ordinary people in everyday life with a subtle humor and irony. In this story, Swami and Friends, a trilogy, he focuses on the plight of students, punishments of caning in the classroom and the associated shame. His fictional town, Malkudi, brings an emotional bonding with the town as everyone could relate so easily to his or her own childhood experiences. He had bagged so many awards during his career, and the notable ones are Padma Bhushan, Padma Vibhushan and Sahitya Academy Award. Now you can hear our grade 11 students who would present the story in their own words, and I'm sure it would be a feast for the ears to hear from them. Thank you.
The story starts in a plot where Swami is in his house having a sleep while his mother wakes him up.
Swami, wake up. Hasn't he waken up yet?
He is just a kid. Let him sleep. This is the age where it's usual among kids, and you to follow the same trend every Sunday.
Ma, it's Monday. He is grown up and has lot of work to do.
Swami wakes up and completes his morning routine and gets ready to board school. Before boarding, he prays Lord Krishna, which proves that he is a religious guy. And more importantly, he goes to a Christian school named Albert Mission. Meanwhile, in the school.
As soon as you wake up in the morning, you offer a bunch of flowers to your God, who is shabby in the form of statue. You fools! Is it gonna converse with you? No. Does it have eyes to see you? No. Are the powers to bless you? No. You senseless idiots. Does it have the power to take you to the heaven? Never. Because it is soulless. Now see my Lord Jesus. He helps the needy people and blesses everyone. So let us all believe in Jesus, and he takes us to the heaven which is inside ourselves.
Sir, if he was really a god, why didn't he defend himself when he was put on the cross? He even ate meat and drank liquor, right?
After Swami asking this question, the teacher got enraged and screwed his ears. After this incident, he complained about this to his father. In turn, he writes a complaint letter to the headmaster regarding the incident.
Papa, it's getting late for my school.
Now, give this letter to your headmaster without fail.
In the school, Swami handovers the letter to the headmaster and he proceeds having a look into it.
Swaminathan, before informing your father, you could have consulted me. It is sad that you created a mountain out of molehill. Come this evening, I will get ready a letter and take that to him.
His friends inquired to him about what happened. Especially one of his best friend, Mani, took him aside and inquired this in detail.
Swami, this news shouldn't get leaked out of the school. If I was in your position, I wouldn't have dragged the elders into this matter. Instead, I would have thrown the ink bottle on him.
But Mani, my ear was as red as a tomato. How could have I hidden that from my father?
Okay, that's fine. But tell that headmaster, if he does that again, or else I'll strangle him. Here comes Rajan the Great, arrogant imbecile. He thinks himself to be an Englishman.
Do you know what does his father do? Deputy Superintendent of Police.
So what? That doesn't mean to behave like an Englishman.
He speaks fluent English and he hailed from English school of Madras. He is smart to money. When he lost one term of his schooling, he secured 70%.
Ah, that's not a big deal. Even Shankar got 90% of marks, but he doesn't speak in English. Ah.
School bell rings. After this talk, they all disbanded to attend their classes. As this passed, Swami tried to interact with Rajam. Rajam shows slight hesitation, but soon he became friend with Swami. They both had their own sweet time. Later at nights, Swami with lot of pride discusses about Rajam with his grandma. Further in the conversation, Swami speaks about Rajam's father. Let's see what happens next.
Just like Rajam's father, your grandfather was also in a high position. All the policemen get scared of him. Once he got hold of 200 dicots and he received a big medal when they were caught. A gold medal. I got it melted for your aunt's wedding. No, not your aunt's wedding. I got it melted at your father's wedding and made 4 bangles out of it. Hey, Arif, my kid has slept.
The next morning, Swami goes to play with his friends Somu, Samwal and Shankar.
Hey, here comes Rajam's poonch. What is poonch? Oh, poonch means tail. Dogs or donkeys, they have got a thing that trails them. That is known as a tail. Rajam's tail.
When Swami tries to converse with Somu.
You have changed a lot, Swami, and you have earned a new name. A tail, Rajam's tail. Now, you don't hang out with us anymore.
Somu, that is not the case here.
But Swami, how can everyone be DSP's son?
Disheartened, Swami tries to distract himself and makes a paper boat out of a paper lying on the road. He lets the boat sail in a gully and which he finds it to be fascinating. He caught an ant and dropped it on the paper boat, so that it could travel on it. But suddenly a twig from the tree fell on the paper boat and it was destroyed.
I hope the ant is not dead. It is also not there in the boat. Oh God, I am worried.
He throws the boat away, getting frustrated. The next day before the class.
Nowadays, you started hanging out more with Rajam. Better be a mediator between myself and Rajam so that our friendship doesn't come to an end.
Oh, sure, Mani. I will do anything for you.
During the class, after this conversation, Mani sends a letter to Rajam provoking him to have a rival fight between them. And even Rajam accepts to have a fight. The next day in the river bank, they meet as planned.
Let him come. I'll batter his legs and throw him in the river.
What if he becomes ghost and haunts you at nights?
Yes, that's true.
While this conversation was going on, Rajam arrives to the spot with his father's gun. They were quite surprised to see Rajam with his gun.
Let's start the fight.
That is totally unfair. You have a gun and we are unarmed.
You have a club, right? What sin have I committed? Why do you want to fight with me?
Yesterday, you called me a traitor.
It's a lie. Are you annoyed because of this? Look, I don't mind being your friend.
Since the problem was solved peacefully, they shared treats with each other and settled the fight.